Well, again, this goes back to the beginning. Warren Hammack, who was brought in as the original artistic director, the founding director, and a number of the board members and other people involved with the starting up of this theater, went door to door in this town and this county and the region, asking people, if there were a professional theater here, what would you want to see? And to their surprise, they heard they want to see American classics, Shaw, Shakespeare, all this stuff. And the people didn't want the fluff. They wanted the challenging work. So from the beginning, that's what this theater has done. And as artistic director, I carried on with that. We've done amazing work, really hard plays, and that would, you know, you just wouldn't expect to see in this rural theater somewhere. But the audiences come. They do. And, you know, we also do a lot of variety. We do simpler things and funny things and fluff a little bit, but, you know, the core work has been the really challenging works of drama.
That's another interesting aspect here, is that you actually are a repertoire theater, and, you know, you have that rotation of plays. How does that work?
It's hard. It's a hard way to do theater, but it's good. You know, you start rehearsing, say, two plays at once, and then you open one, and then the next one the next week, and then they start rotating, you know, different nights while you're rehearsing a third, bring the third one into rotation. So now you've got to play a different play every three nights. But on weekends, when a lot of people are traveling, it makes it possible for someone to come and stay the weekend, see three, maybe four plays. And a lot of people like to do that. And that's why we do it, and that's why it was set up that way from the beginning. But it requires a lot of work, and but actors love it because, you know, they get a bunch of challenging roles, and, you know, you're in every night doing something different, and, you know, the tech people get to build a bunch of different sets and, you know, roll them in and out, and it's a challenging way to do theater. In the past 5 years, I think we've sort of moved the season around a little bit. We found we needed a Christmas show. People really wanted one. But that meant stretching the season from June to December, which is hard. So we sort of now have a summer season, take a little break, and then do a fall season into Christmas. But still, January and February are pretty clear, except that's when Young Performers is happening. So it seems like something's going on year-round now.